Healing is quite an easy project. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. Healing is quite an easy proposition. I'm proofing Song of the Spirit, getting it ready for republication, since we have to reprint it from time to time, and we naturally always look through it for any possible errors or upgrading and do that. And that's what I'm doing right now. I think we have how many chapters in there?
23.
And I'm up to chapter 16.
Wow.
So I'm getting right along. And or I think I just finished 16. Now I'm going to 17. In the Song of the Spirit, the healing program is so simply and beautifully defined that really it's something. The chapter I was just finishing was talking about healing, and it said that everybody can do this. What we have done, we have taken our mind or our brain and we have made it, we have blocked it. We have blocked the computer from allowing us to live in our original purity and integrity. Because we have created a world in which we have allowed people to be imperfect, to be something less than our original purity and integrity. Now you say, how could that ever be? Well, we know that we go to movies, we go to the theater, and we watch a comedy, we watch a program, and we listen to it, and we think, isn't that charming, or isn't that terrible, or isn't that ugly? Such a terrible program that they have there with war and unhappiness going on. We say, wow, isn't that bad? And isn't that bad? Isn't that bad? Isn't that bad? Isn't that bad? We put that into our thinking. We put that into our thought. Now, we can train ourselves to look at the world in which we are, be in the world but not of it. We can look at the world in which we are, and we can say, everything is good and very good. And we look at everybody, and we say, everybody is good and very good. Now, that doesn't mean everybody is going to be nice to us and everybody is going to be nice to each other and good to each other, but we only see the good. Now, I think that was a terrific statement Jesus made when he said, what would you of me? What wouldst thou of me? People came to him for healing. They came to him for wholeness. They came for him for learning. And they said to him, they were sick. And he said, well, what wouldst thou of me? I cannot see you sick. I see you whole and perfect. I see you like I see myself. I see you fantastic. I mean, my whole world is filled with fabulous, joyous, wonderful people. Super, super, super people, you know. And, well, Jesus, you must be living in some ivory tower or some strange place, because the world is not filled with beautiful, wonderful people. And Jesus said, yes, it is. It's done unto you according to your belief. Now, what is your belief? What is your thought? Are you living in a good world? Are you returning to your original purity and integrity of your reality, of who you are? Is this what you're doing? Is this what you're doing? Is this what you're doing? He said it again and again and again and again. And he repeated this so many times, wanting people to enjoy their wholeness and the perfection that they are. But the people persisted in saying, but it isn't so. That's not real. Well, Jesus said, one man's reality is another man's evil, you know. And is that what you really want? Is that what you really want? What do you really want? People have created words, and in their words they have made a word like live, and then behind it they made the word evil or something like that. And then another word, teach, and then inverted word, it was learn. And these are some interesting, we do those things. Yeah. Is the word teach there? Mm-hmm. And they sent us the picture of this silhouette of a woman who was as though she were in a dance step. And it said, you can see her going to the right or going to the left. And it's not that she's moving. The black and white silhouette is set. It's black and white. What you do, you look at it and you get the impression she's going to the right or the impression she's going to the left. And if you are one or the other, it shows which hemisphere of your brain you're using, they say. But if you can do both, then you are using your genius hemisphere. And so everybody wants to make her go both ways. But really, the way to make her go both ways is just to look at her and see her going to the left or see her going to the right. And all of a sudden, she'll be doing that. And everybody has the same picture. Everybody sees the same thing. Someone sent us an email. The picture didn't come through, but the video came through, and it talked about this man who was showing a film to an audience, and the film was created by some university to show how we are led by illusions. And in the film, it showed men and wearing white shirts and black shirts playing basketball together, and they were shooting baskets. And then he asked you, how many baskets did they shoot? Well, some people said 13, some people said 18, and that's fine. Then he said, all right, now look at it again. How many women are there? How many gender can you see? He didn't say women, he said gender, you know. How many men or women, gender? But they said, oh, I can see a few women, you know. And there was no women there. And then he said, all right, now, what unusual thing do you see there as they're throwing the ball in the basket? What unusual thing? Well, they looked and they couldn't see it. But right throughout the entire little skit, which was about 2 or 3 minutes long, there was a man dressed in a black gorilla's outfit playing basketball. And nobody even saw him, because their attention had not been drawn to him. Now, the speaker was saying, this is how people are. You name it, and people look for it. You claim it, and people have to look for it. Now, this black silhouette of this woman, you look at it. Now, if you look and you see her moving to the right, you're right-minded. If you look and see her to the left, you're left-minded. And if you can see her doing either and both, then you're a genius. Now, everybody wants to be a genius, you know? And so, what do they look for? They make her move to the right, and they make her move to the left. But the way to make her move to the right and left is like in the reading program, where you say to yourself, come. Where you say to yourself, that's very interesting. You are quite a collector, Mr. Rex. He wants to be a student. He's bringing us the insert for the gist here. Thank you. You're so nice. Mm-hmm. So, everybody wants to have the lady move to the right and move to the left. And so then they'll see it. They'll make themselves see it because they want to say they're a genius. And we're looking at a course on seeing better without glasses, and it's teaching you how to relax your eyes, how to completely relax your eyes. And when you completely relax your eyes, you see much better, and you can actually read comfortably without glasses, and it works very beautifully. Now, if you were to say, you have to wear glasses, it's what your vision is to this point. It's so weak, you have to have it. You have to have it. Well, if you don't relax your eyes, you will have to have it. But the minute you start relaxing your eyes, then you begin seeing it. Then you begin seeing better. The minute you stop trying to make the woman move to the right or left, then you all of a sudden see it. The minute you stop looking for a hidden picture, then the picture comes out. And like, there was one picture there that had two words in it. One word was illusion, and the other word was optical. And you could see either word, but you had to look to see it. And some of the words were cap and lowercase, and some were just caps and so forth. But it was very fascinating to see it. Another one, how many F's do you find in it? You've probably all done that at one time. And you're supposed to find these F's. And you look at it, and your eyes are not accustomed to seeing those F's. They're not accustomed to knowing what those F's are. And so what do they do? What they do is you just see the obvious F's, which are maybe two or three. And it said if you see four, you're doing very, very well. And if you see the six that are really there,
you're a genius.
Then you're a genius. And you looked, and you saw the six. You found six. See, Ellen found six. See, so she's so happy to proclaim that she's a genius.
Yes.
We're so happy to have that be our goal.
Right.
It took me two goes through to see the six.
Oh, God.
I saw first four and then six. And fascinating. So these are the way that our game goes. This is the way that our program is. And it's a wonderful thing. Rex, love, quiet now. And so we really can create our world exactly like we want it. We can see our world exactly like we want it. We can call our world exactly what we want it. We can say that all is in divine order. We can say our bodies are in divine order. We can say that everything we do is in divine order if we want to. But it's our choice and it's our decision. Now, do you want to do that?
Yes,
Do you want to do that? How are you going to do that if you're going to do it? Well, the way you're going to do it is by not letting the illusions control you,
but
create your own illusions.
Yes.
And when you create your own illusions, then you'll have the best in the world. Now, your body was created by an ideal creator. Your body is perfect. Your body is forever perfect. If your body is at any time not showing some or showing some imperfection, then it's time for you to look back at your perfection and call that forth. And you call that forth by saying, I'm whole and perfect. And unless you do that, you're going to fall into the trap of being less than perfect, because you will see the illusion of some women playing basketball where there were none. You won't even see the man in the black gorilla outfit playing basketball with the other people, and he's very obviously there. And you won't see the words, that there will be several words in one space, illusion and optical, and you won't see it, and you won't catch all the F's because you're so used to not seeing them. So let's start a program of seeing the truth about ourselves, that we are whole and perfect, that every organ, action, function of our body is whole and perfect, and that everything we think, say, and do is whole and perfect. And as we do that, we'll find magic takes place in our life, wholeness takes place in our life, and we will be out picturing whatever it is we believe about ourselves. So move into that realm today if you like, because it's an open field, and anyone can do it. And perhaps that anyone includes you.
Yes.
I know it includes me. Have a lovely day and know that I love you.
Love you.
Eternally.
I love you.